That's a painful thing to listen to. The Reverend Jerry Falwell said over the last couple of days that the American Civil Liberties Union and gay rights proponents and federal courts that have banned school prayer have so weakened the United States spiritually that the nation was left exposed to Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Falwell, a Baptist minister who is chancellor of Liberty University in Lynchburg, said that the ACLU's got to take a lot of the blame for this attack. So we got another suspect. In his transcript, Falwell described the Civil Liberties Union as throwing God out successfully with the help of the federal court system, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools. Referring to the attacks, he said he would point a figurative finger at those who have tried to secularize America. He says, "You people helped this happen." Asked about his remarks in a telephone interview last night, Falwell said he was making a theological statement about how various groups had so offended God that the attacks could occur because God allowed them to occur. Falwell said, "God has permitted the attacks. He lifted the curtain of protection. And I believe that if America does not repent and return to a genuine faith and dependence on Him, we can expect more." We can expect more of this from God. So we have Osama bin Laden and God as the culprit so far. And the suspect list is growing. Falwell did not say if we should demand the extradition of God from wherever God is right now, nor whether we should punish those who harbor God. But apparently God did lift the protective veil surrounding this nation, which I believe would be called aiding and abetting. And we either get prayer back in the schools or he's going to do it again, which is kind of a serious terroristic threat. In essence, we are being held hostage, and if God doesn't have his demands met, more people are going to die. Again, according to Falwell, who gets his dope from some spiritual shoot of some sort. I don't know how the directives come down. I picture a shoot coming down into his office. Could we do some investigative work to see if Jerry Falwell actually went to divinity school? While the FBI is running around, just check to see if Jerry actually studied theology. I have a sneaking suspicion he maybe got some kind of internet degree thing. But that's about it. Perhaps he just took one of those New You courses, you know, in that little magazine you see lying around, $45, 6 weeks, one of those deals. Jerry, you must be a hoot at parties. I have got to get smashed with you sometime.